Our text today coming from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 10, verse 19. And this verse I'm reading from the American Standard Version. And it said, behold, this is Luke 10, 19. Behold means look. I'm about to say something. I give unto you authority. I want y'all to hear this word. So you don't have to, you will not have to be afraid of nothing. I want you to listen good. I give unto you authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions and over all, and I reiterate all, over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. All these troubles, all these diseases, all these storms, tornadoes, all these works of evil. I know God been accused of it. And even in some of the insurance policies, they have acts of God. Absolutely not. You don't put that lie on my God. Jesus said, I came to seek and to save. He did not say, I come to kill and destroy. He didn't say that. He said, I came to seek and to save. But he did say, the thief cometh not before what? To steal, kill, and to destroy. And so these things that are here, and he told us that we'll see them rise up in the last day. And they will try to make you become afraid, to make you back down and run and hide and hope you can survive. No, I ain't running nowhere. I said, I am not running anywhere. The only place I'm running to is unto Jesus. Amen. Looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of my faith, Amen. Of our faith. That's who we're looking to. He said, these things will rise. They will come. He said, but be of good cheer. Didn't he say it? Be of good cheer. I have what? Overcome the world, the flesh, and the devil. Every enemy of yours has already been defeated. So you in Christ, that enemy of yours can never rise to victory when you in Christ and you walk in your rights. Only way he can rule over you, you have to give up your rights. Act like the rest of the world. Scared, lost, and without a God. But I have a God that lives. You better hear me. Yes, sir. I say I have a God that lives on the inside of me. He is my life. And life has triumphed over death. Death will never rise to victory because it's been conquered by life. Amen. Hallelujah. And so he said, behold, I give unto you authority to rule, to tread on, over serpents, upon scorpion, and over all the power of the enemy. And nothing shall by any means hurt you. What? Nothing shall by what any means hurt you. Listen to what Psalm 27 says. I want you to listen to this. Psalm 27, and I'll begin at verse 1. He said, the Lord is my light and my salvation, whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life, of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. You know why? You can't eat up. The enemy can't swallow up God. I'm going to say it again. You can't swallow up God, and you can't swallow up what belongs to God. And we are God's family. We are God's children. We are the redeemed of the Lord. And so you can boldly say like the psalmist, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? Nothing. No one. No time. Nobody. Nowhere. I'm not afraid. Because everything in this earth realm has been defeated by Jesus. And Jesus is seated at the right hand of God. Where he had declared that I'm the victorious one. I'm the resurrected one. I am your redeemer. I am your keeper. I am your provider. So whom shall I fear? Nothing, nobody, no time, no one. I'm not afraid. Though the world, the earth, now listen what the word said. Though an host shall encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Why do I not fear? Why am I not afraid? Because God has not given me the spirit of fear. Amen. But what? Power, love, and a sound mind. That's what he had given me. And so I don't have the fear. Fear is torment. Fear comes from the devil. Fear is a killer. God gave me life, and I am not afraid. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 And so he said, though an host shall encamp against me, my heart shall not fear the war. And I've been in a war zone, served in the United States Army in Vietnam. I'm in a war zone, got shot at. The war from the enemy, the war in the natural. But sometimes there's a war going on in the realm of the spirit. The war shall rise against me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In this will I be confident. The war shall rise against me, in this will I be confident. What am I going to do? I'm going to do that one thing I should do. And it said, one thing I have desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after. You know, I'm not going to be walking around talking about all this stuff going on. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get in the secret place. Yeah. I'm going to get in his presence. I'm going to talk about what he's doing, like I'm talking now. Yes. I'm going to talk this every day. Everywhere I go, I'm going to tell people what God is doing. I'm going to tell you how good he is, how he keeps, how he saves, how he'll never leave you, how he'll keep you, how he'll provide for you. I don't care what area of your life. He is your provider for everything you need, want, desire, or you can think of, and put you over and above every problem. You may have lost your job, but that don't mean a thing. When you know how to trust God. I mean, he knows how to get honey out of a rock. Come on. I'm telling you, that's the kind of God we serve. This little coronavirus going down like it should be. Yes, hallelujah. So I'm telling you, my listening audience, fear not. Do not be afraid. If you're afraid, ask Jesus to come in and take over your life. You don't know him? Surrender to him today and say, Jesus, I believe you the Lord. I believe you the Lord. I believe you the Savior. I believe you the Redeemer. Now come in my life and take over and do something with it. I've been messing over it, trying to live it, and don't know what to do with it. I done messed it up enough. Now I'm so full of fear and doubt and don't know how to get out. But you come in, Lord. I invite you in to change me. I surrender to you. And I'm telling you, your life will change.
Yes, God.
Yes, it will. Yes. Well, all your trouble be old. I can't tell you that, but I tell you what, you'll master your trouble. I won't tell you all your trouble be old because I'll be lying to you. But I tell you what you will do. Once Jesus come in, you will master your trouble because you will find out what to do, and that devil, you'll put him on the run every time. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory be to God. So don't be afraid. When Jesus was born in this earth, I want you to hear this statement. When Jesus was born into this earth, he was God manifested in flesh. That's who he was. He was God manifested in flesh. It was God, and it is God in back of everything he did. It was God that was in back of everything he did. That's why he couldn't be defeated. Every devil, every challenge that came up, he put them to flight. You may remember the scripture, remember the time that in Luke gospel, they took him, they didn't like him, they finally caught him and took him to the edge of the cliff, gonna throw him off the cliff. You remember that? The Bible said he just walked through the crowd. They all went back.
That's